His strong, manly hands probed every crevice of her silken femininity, their undulating bodies writhing in sensual rhythm as he thrust his purple-headed warrior into her quivering mound of love pudding.
This is Chris Abalo's podcast experiment, and I am Chris Abalo. Welcome to the show, which is brought to you by Audible.com. Let's try that one more time. Brought to you by
Audible.com.
There she is.
Audible.com.
Three times a charm. Audible.com. The internet's leading provider of digital audiobooks. With over 180,000 titles to choose from across all genres, they have everything you could possibly want, anything you're looking for. And for viewers and listeners of CAPE, that's right, Audible is offering you a free audiobook download and a free 30-day trial. All you need to do to claim your free audiobook and free 30-day trial is go to audibletrial.com/CAPE. And sign up. Get your free audiobook download. Get your free 30-day trial. Check out their service. I love it. I've been an Audible user since 2010. And I'm a huge fan. I'm thrilled to have them as a sponsor. So once again, audibletrial.com/CAPE or click through the Audible banner at chrisabalo.com and go for it. Show our sponsors a little love. So here we are again. Hello, John Karunas.
Sup?
Hello, Norman Trotter.
Hello.
Hello, Candace Feltz.
Hello.
That's right. Everybody's back again. Everyone's favorites. Sorry to be a little bit misleading about the intro music, because as we talked about last time, everybody was on the show. And as far as I understand, it was not my idea. It was other people's ideas that we were going to write our own erotica.
It was mine.
Yeah. And perform it on the show. Do a cold reading of it. On the show next time the four of us got together, and two people here fucked up.
Me.
And didn't come in prepared.
That's half of this group.
That's bad.
Listen, Sean, June is a better month for it.
It's spring.
Not Mother's
it's
Day.
It's made.
You know, when it starts to get hotter.
Ask John when he wrote his.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's
today.
Not
when,
pretend.
Joan? When, yeah.
Today. And I kicked its ass.
You piece of shit.
You know what? It's not like erotica is very, you don't need to be especially skilled. 50 Shades of Grey, prime example. You don't actually need to be that good at writing it. You could just knock it out.
That's what she
I
said.
Get it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Yeah,
wow.
That's good.
Sorry.
Nicely done.
You're welcome.
Went there. So you did write a
story. I wrote my fiction. I was going to say, nailed it. Don't worry.
Yeah, literally nailed it. Except you didn't, because you didn't write shit. But apparently we're going to do this next time. So.
Yeah, John.
But it's so good.
It's, well.
I'm going to give you a hint.
I'm going to get like a little tip when you're writing it. Okay?
Roofies.
Tip, because just
the
a
best,
little.
The best erotica.
I was
going to
give you the tip, Norman.
Yeah. Just for a second, just to see how it feels.
Use a condom.
No, that's not my advice. No, if you're writing it, you can never use the same word for penis two times. Okay, you have to refer to it as something different every single time. Same thing with the lady parts, the vagine. You have to refer to it as something different every time you mention it.
Yes.
That's what makes for good erotica.
The vagine or poussoir.
I have spoken.
I'll do what I want, John.
Well, I'll use the word pussy in my erotica as many times as I'd like.
Okay, well, I'm just saying I probably use that term.
Mine's going to win because it's going to have two ladies.
John's style is different.
Ladies,
you know, it probably
what
will.
What do you mean? When is that?
Because you're going to get the lesbian vote and the straight guy vote.
Mm-hmm.
So, actually.
I win by default.
I think so.
I don't actually have to write anything. I could just be like,
well,
two ladies, four boobs, two pusses.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Scissoring. The end.
Lots of fluids.
Credits.
That's not fair. Because my story's really funny.
And I win.
Fucking credits.
You read a book.
Then I win.
Mine where's my Pulitzer? Mine sounds like something you would read out of Penthouse. Like I'm really? I'm doing the horn here for a second. Yeah.
Sweet Jesus. Here we go.
You're so excited.
Whatever. No, Penthouse. I'm in real life though. Norman told me his idea today. It's gonna be the best. I don't know how it turned on we're gonna be, but it's gonna be the best. Let's
That was an evil laugh, Norman. That was a
super
villain
laugh.
Okay,
but now I have
laugh.
A month to do it. I'm drafting this shit.
Oh okay. God.
I'm doing it.
Ooh.
We will do what we promised the other time.
Scout's honor.
All right, the last time, though. The other thing, which was we're going to take questions.
Girl Scout, not Three Fingers.
What? Wait, is it Three Fingers?
Boy Scouts, Three
if
Fingers.
If you want.
Ew.
What's this?
No, Girl Scouts was Three Fingers.
No?
Well, all
it's
of
something
that.
Something else.
All
isn't
of that
Hunger Games District or whatever?
This is Girl Scouts. The Girl Scouts is three and also Hunger Games.
So is Scout's Honor.
It's all.
I think it's just Scout's Honor.
And fingering somewhere.
And fingering. Yeah, but it's fine.
Anyways.
You know, this could have just continued on into the sexual zone, but you guys didn't bring your stuff.
Too bad.
Out of luck. But we have fan questions.
Shit.
The That's... other thing we promised.
No, I don't like it in the ass.
So.
Sorry.
That, you I know what? Someone didn't say like really... how much to put a fist in that girl's.
Okay.
I no, thought we had so much in common.
Where's Craig? Craig, Fred.
Craig. What the fuck?
From Albuquerque.
Albuquerque.
Yeah, he's not calling in.
Los Angeles.
Wait, are you joking? We don't have any callers? Okay.
I was like, no, we are not taking any. Thank you. Goodbye. All right, go. What are
they?
This is exciting.
First question comes from Ryan Taggart, which is for Candace and Norman. Well, the first part's for Candace and Norman.
We're not dating.
Second part is for John.
All right, cool. I'm back in.
All right. Candace and Norman, why do you hate John's awesome puns so much?
Oh, God.
Because it gives people cancer. That's why. He hurts babies and children with his stupid puns. It hurts.
Let's let them answer.
Yeah, I think that was pretty succinct.
Okay.
Kay. You hurt people.
John, the rest is for you. Snow Cerise is genius, and you should be copywriting it immediately. That's more of a compliment than a...
I just want to say, that's a smart guy. I want to take a moment to extend our gratitude for listening to the show, because apparently you have intelligent listeners and
yes,
followers, and that means a lot to me. And when it comes to my puns causing cancer, listen, this globe is already overpopulated, so you're welcome.
Oh, that was going to be a pun.
Okay. Next question.
Next question is for Norman from Erica Lawson 90 on Twitter.
Friend of the show.
Norman, I'm going to keep the vernacular too. Bear in mind she's from the South. Norman, did you finish your penis sucker? As in the lollipop that we gave you for your birthday.
She's not talking about her lollipop.
Yet. I need some time. I need to slowly get into it and just go fast and then
you should be sucking on your penis pop when you're writing your erotica. Because it's going to be sparking all kinds of stuff.
Listen, I think so.
It's one or the other. It's one or the other, John.
Can you bring it to lunch on Friday so I can just watch you eat it?
Why would you want to watch that?
Why not? Look at him.
Just twisted around like it's Rainbow Guy.
I'd watch that guy do anything.
Did you? Right? All right, no one can
He's
argue
majestic.
With that.
You
know, I have not even began my journey.
Really? So it's still sealed and
cock pop.
It's still mint.
Cock pop.
Cock pop.
It's like cake pop.
Oh my God. Cock pop.
Cock pop.
Put it in my mouth.
Cock pop. It's got a little jingle going in the background. I think that's good.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. That was nice.
Cock pop. And a slew of questions. We'll go one at a time. General questions for everybody. So that means I'll jump in as well. From JackWagon85 on Twitter. This first one would be for the rest of you. Two parts. First of all, would any of you consider doing your own podcast someday? And if so, what would you talk about on a regular basis? Throw that open to you guys. I can see, if I can be honest, just having done several of these with you guys, and part of the reason I asked you guys to do it in the first place anyway, I think anybody here could do it. No problem. I'm pretty sure anyone can host a show.
Oh, sure.
No, it's fine.
It's so easy, guys.
It's fine.
You see
That's
me
a good
do
question.
It. Not that difficult.
That is an excellent question.
That is.
I can definitely see a Norman and Candace spinoff show.
I would say yes.
You never run out of material.
But not John.
You should see us at lunch.
I don't need you people. Listen, I can do this by my own damn self.
You'll be in the gutter.
I don't know, man. What would it be on? I would, to answer the first part, I would consider doing one. I would do one if it ever came down to that. What would it be about? Up and coming music, maybe.
That's a good one.
Highlighting, independent local music and then branching out from there. And I think maybe the same thing with up and coming comedy.
That's
because
good.
That way I could just justify talking about other people's comedy and slip shitty jokes in there and be like, talking about comedy. That would be, I think I just found my calling.
Your entire right fucking there. Show would be a pun.
Puntastic with John Carunis.
Yeah.
I think we named it. Boy, we got Cock
get
Pop.
A group I want together. You know that I'm not.
Oh my God. Can we call our podcast Cock Pop?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Cock Pop. It's Cock Pop Talk.
Oh.
I can't say that. I'll fuck it up.
You can't argue with that.
Welcome to Cock Pop Talk.
Cock pop
tack.
Can cock
now
pop
now? Just like fucking Minnesota.
If kick, cack, cack,
kick, pap.
Yeah, like Wisconsin kick, pap.
Sorry, excuse me. My Midwestern just showed up.
Yeah, it did. In a big, in a really big way.
I think mine would be called "You're fucking welcome."
I can see that,
John. Though I really do kind of actually like that idea, though.
What John's show idea?
No, yeah. I like that, like up and coming like music, like local stuff. I think that's pretty.
I mean, it's.
I think it'd be good for
it's
real.
What I do when you guys aren't here, but just the same, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Righteous.
I mean, it's my idea, but
oh my God,
whatever.
Competition. You should kill. You guys should fight.
Boy, if Cock Pop was sponsored by Pop Rocks, I think
ooh,
that would
you don't
be.
Want
that's, Cock Pop Tarts.
That's,
on
that's a, or Pop Tarts. That'd be
like
a fucking coup.
Okay, I'm sorry. Maybe I just was going to take that somewhere weird.
Oh, blowjobs with Pop Rocks in your mouth?
No, I was just thinking, well, that. Or I was thinking, like, when you come, it could be like everywhere instead of just like come.
Oh, like
it's Pop Rocks.
What the shit are you talking about?
We're getting a preview right now. they're really running with it.
Man.
Okay, anyway, back to the question. Would you, and what would you talk about? Anime.
Anime.
Hang on.
What? With Norman.
Whatever, I'm not saying this. Fucking cosplay.
I would probably, like, I don't know, review things while I drink wine.
I would listen to the shit all day long. I would listen to that forever.
Like, hey guys, before I talk, let me just pour myself a glass.
And you hear it too.
Let's get into this.
All right.
Wow, that was good.
Thank you very much.
Foley.
Well done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was nice.
By that
was
John.
Nice.
More Foley.
That was very good. We'll give it.
But what about you? I dabble in sound effects. But
oh my God.
Thank over you. Over you, Candace.
Candace, what?
Yeah, I for sure would.
Okay.
I would probably talk about. You're all gonna roll your eyes at this, but
no, go ahead.
I would probably make it more lady focused, like comedy. You're such a piece of shit. I don't know. I'd probably try to talk more about like what you know weird things that ladies deal with in a comedic aspect. Like, in a comedic way, like day-to-day things that girls have to deal with that don't necessarily deal with.
I'm in.
You guys are nailing this whole, like, support the women thing.
I hope I'm at least interacting.
The good news is,
I'm
she's
listening.
Gay, you're never late again, so it's fine.
Wow. At least John and I have each other.
There you go. Congratulations, yes. You guys.
I marked that in the win column for both
oh,
of us.
Oh, yeah. John
but that's what I was talking about.
Good.
I don't know.
Nice. Interesting. Is there wine involved?
Duh.
Okay, yes, I'm in.
Yeah.
I don't expect you guys ever show up here sober, so I would, your show has to involve.
We've only drank here once. Wait.
Only
Lord,
you.
Did you drink.
You did.
Yeah, you did. You polished off like a liter and a half
I
of
was
wine.
Proud of you.
That was good.
Thank you.
That was a good time. We should do that again.
Watch that. This time, let's all, like, let's actually meet
That
up.
Was the fucking point last time.
I know.
Yeah, and who brought liquor? I did.
You were being driven, Norman.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Get a ride.
I was driving.
Yeah,
I
get
was
a
hosting.
Ride. Somebody, yeah. Hey, from Canoga Park. Hey, can you take me downtown so I can get fucked up and talk for an hour? Thanks, man.
It's that easy, okay, John?
It's that easy. You're like, well, yeah, that's it.
It's that easy.
That's all you have to say.
But you're not the chauffeur.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another one from Jackwagon 85. Favorite hotspot on the West Coast?
Like to connect to an
injury. That's a good one. I'm not sure what that means. Whether it means like club or place to go. Let's take it favorite spot to go. Favorite hang spot.
I'm gonna send it over here first because I gotta marinate. I gotta marinate.
That's true. Well, you got a lot more experience here than the rest of us. So do you guys have one offhand?
Mm.
I only because I was just there recently. Today I'm gonna go with Santa Monica just because it has a pier and a boardwalk, and it's the most similar beach in that respect to the beaches back in New Jersey, which have boardwalks and arcades and whatnot. Just because I went there, I had a good time hanging out, eating some food, walking around the 3rd Street Promenade. So I'm going to say that today, that's my answer. I like Santa Monica in that respect. I don't go in the water or anything. That's just crazy. But for the food, Grab a nice beach burger. Do some shopping. What's so funny?
It's because he's like looking at us like, this is the only time the three of you have been silent.
Yeah, what the hell?
In the entire time.
I've been trying to shut you guys up for months.
I mean, I don't know. Like, probably my favorite places to be around the city are hiking. But like up in Malibu where there are like waterfalls and pretty stuff.
Oh, okay.
Or I really like that bar we went to for your birthday.
Yes.
That place was
cool. Catcher in the Rye. That place was pretty tough. Yeah. I liked that.
Catcher in the Rye in Toluca Lake. A little pricey, but a good place to hang out.
Every drink themed after a book.
That was pretty sweet.
And they put liquor in that drink.
Yeah, yeah, that's not a joke, actually.
You weren't there, John.
So, I mean, I guess that's it.
I wasn't. I was not there.
What about you, Norman?
A double date that you hated? Fuck you.
No, he's engaged, remember? Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, your wife.
Hope the plans are going well.
Murdered or something. Gone girl, right?
Gone girl. Hey. Gone boy. What?
I don't know. I didn't really go out anymore.
You're 30, so it's fine.
That's true.
Welcome to the club. Stay home. Fuck everything else.
That's our favorite reason.
Stay home and yell at kids on your lawn. That's what I do. Where would you? Okay, let's go with this then. Where would you recommend for someone to go who isn't from here? Or if someone was visiting Los Angeles?
I always recommend the Observatory.
That's a good call.
That's a good one.
I always recommend the Observatory. Number one, you can't drink there, but you can bring it there and drink anyways. That's what I do.
That's why you recommend it.
I'm like, let's go, guys. But it's free, and it's a gorgeous view of LA, and you can spend hours there. It's beautiful.
And you can meet up with blind dates there, too.
Shut up.
It's all yes. That was a great story. Come on, that was pretty good.
All right, John. It's time.
You know, things have changed. It's like, I don't, once upon a time, I'd be like, you know what's my favorite spot to go? It's like, I don't really do that anymore. There's a bar, like, walking distance from my house that's cash only, and they pour very healthy drinks, so I like to do that. But I'm also a very, very big fan of, the Hollywood Bowl is really nice, because you can bring your own booze.
That's true.
And there's, a trolley. I mean, it's not like a San Francisco trolley or anything, but there's... shuttles that'll take you from parking lots in like the Universal area up to Hollywood Bowl that we don't have to deal with parking there.
Or to the subway.
True. Yeah, dude, you can just bring a bag of booze and sit in your seats, and it's like, this is just fine.
But it's still glass, right? That. You can't bring glass balls on the inside?
I did. Yeah, I think you can.
Yeah, I brought beer.
Yeah, I brought a bunch of beer and a bunch of wine.
I could have been wasted the
so I like going to concerts that I'm looking forward to and being able to bring my own incredibly affordable liquor to it. I am fine with that.
I do know a lot of outdoor venues don't allow glass. Like, that was a good question, because a lot of them don't allow glass bottles anymore.
I think it would be a different story if it wasn't such like a well-respected and monitored venue. If it was like the Palladium, I could understand.
True.
But it being a thing like the Bowl, it's usually like adults and families that are there. You're not going to see people like drinking bottles of beer and fucking chucking them. Like,
yeah,
that's just
it's not a trashy place. It's a classy joint.
I saw a guy there once. He had a full cheese platter with like hummus and wine selection.
That dude was killing
it. I respect
you. Did you walk up to him with your pants off?
Right. That's actually my sister and I went to a concert there, and we brought a bunch of beer, but like craft beers, and we brought like cheese and crackers and grapes and shits. We were just getting sauced and like eating cheese.
Except do not sit in the back rows. Just don't.
See, we were in the back rows.
That's
no,
disgusting.
I did that. I did that for...
You can't see anything.
No one gives a shit about seeing
But you
things.
Can still hear it and experience and feel the
Shut
music.
Shut the fuck up. Shut up.
I don't know. I don't care if I see
I prefer the box seats.
All right, bitch.
That's the only recommendation. Hollywood Bowl.
Hey, but that dude is nailing it.
Yep, what's that with
that
questions?
That guy with his questions.
That's a good question.
Nice job with the questions, bro.
Ben Wagon, Jack Wagon. What's
Jack Wagon 85.
Jack Wagon.
On Twitter.
85.
Ben Wagon
on
Jacker.
On the Twitter.
He's got one more.
On the Twitter.
Shoot.
Another one, yes.
One more. Last one. Are there any celebrities you've seen in LA or elsewhere that you just can't stand?
Boo.
Now, here's the problem. Here's the problem with this question. We all have people we could name. We probably have a few that overlap. but we'd be burned alive if we named some people.
We want to work in this industry.
Yeah. So that's the problem. I'm going to flip this for the sake of I'd rather put something good out there than something negative out there. Because frankly, when I go home, everyone wants to know who's an asshole who I've run into. Who are cool people you've run into?
Oh.
The people who you were like so happy that was a cool person.
Ben Affleck is awesome.
Nice.
He's super cool. Emma Roberts is just a delight. Her and Evan Peters are both just like incredibly nice people.
Cool.
Keep going. I'm going to pump the show iZombie because I hung out with Raul Coley, one of the co-stars of that show, and he was just the nicest person with like a legitimate story and very down to earth. So he was also a really, really generous person.
That just got picked up.
Honestly, like this is for the second season. Yeah. This is gonna sound super cliche, and I understand that.
It's all right.
But I personally, like, in, you know, what we do for work, I have not personally had a single negative experience with a celebrity. Like,
fuck you.
I haven't had anybody like
you should try being
rude
girl.
To me. I haven't experienced that.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's good. No.
Hey, good
no.
for you, man.
I believe it.
No.
Because tune into John's podcast. It's going to be called The Big Pun.
Wow.
Son of anyways, a moving on.
Bitch. Turn his cuff.
I have
on.
To say, you know what? I have to say, that's one of the things I've said. I'm pretty sure I've said it before on this show is that everybody has this perception like everybody's a self-entitled asshole, whatever, in Hollywood. And it's not true because.
It's true.
But just like in every other job, people only want to work with other cool people. You can't be a total insufferable asshole and continue getting work.
I mean, but you can in this some in can, this but
they're
industry,
in the vast absolutely. Minority. But they're in the vast minority, though. Like, to be honest, it's not as if everybody is crazy. There are a handful, and I'm sure we can all name a few. We're not gonna because we want to work. But
yes.
There are a few. But overall, most people are very, very cool. I have a few offhand. Angela Bassett, total sweetheart. Ugh, really, really nice.
Queen.
She was great.
I'm sorry, she's just amazing.
Craig Robinson, super cool.
Oh, fantastic.
Really, really cool guy. Melissa McCarthy's a sweetheart. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's super nice. She's
yeah, she
so
is.
Nice.
One totally time she nice. Said hi to me, I thought I was going to die.
I figured you would, of all people.
She's like, hi, and I was like, hey.
I wish I could have seen that.
It was a lot. I was sweating. It was embarrassing.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's off the top of my head. Those are the few that I have offhand.
You know who's super nice? Who's Pamela super? Anderson.
Oh, yeah?
She's very, very nice. Very, very sweet.
Cool.
Met her twice.
Good for her. Good yeah. for her. Good for Pamela. You know?
Johnny Depp was really nice. I had a little yeah. situation with him. Neat. He told me, it's lovely to meet you.
You know who's and an asshole? Like,
did he say with
the Johnny Depp impersonator on Hollywood Boulevard?
Probably.
That's true.
Nicole Kidman's nice. She was so sweet.
That's your yeah. queen. You wouldn't
I love
even
her.
Say that she was
I wouldn't, anyway. But she was the nicest person.
You know, the best celebrity run-in I've ever had was actually in Chicago.
Yeah?
When I was working at a retail store and Mr. T came through my line.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like in the zone checking somebody out and he was like behind them in a hoodie. And the people behind him were like,
he'd have to be
doing all these things. But he right. like had his little head up and he was just like, you know, whatever. And they were all like making weird faces and I wasn't paying attention to what he was doing until he comes up and I'm like, hi, how are you? Did you find everything okay? And he was like, I'm good. And I was like, and then I looked up and I was like, hi. And he was like, hi, what's your name? And I was like, my name is Candace.
My name's
and he was
Clover
like,
Lang. What's
that's
your name?
A beautiful name and you have a beautiful smile. And I was like, thank you so much. You're so nice. And he was like, my mama raised me right. And then we had this whole like exchange or whatever. And then I was like, thank you so much. Have a great day. And he was like, you too. Have a beautiful day. And then he just left. And I was like, you're like a unicorn. Look at you.
I had a buddy in high school have an interaction with Mr. T. And it was like one of the all-time most fun things from high school. He called me one night at home and he was like, dude, do me a favor. Call my phone right now. I'm not going to pick up and listen to my voicemail. And I was like, okay. So I call him back and it cuts to his like greeting for his voicemail. And my buddy's name is Seton. And all of a sudden it gets to his voicemail. I was like, yo, Seton, where you at, fool? This Mr. T. When I find you, I'm going to break your legs. You better be watching them 18 reruns, fool. Grr, I'm angry. And I called him back again. He was like, did you fucking hear that? It's like, what the hell? He's like, dude, I just met Mr. T at a Tony Roma's and he recorded my voicemail for me. It's like, that's incredible.
That's awesome.
So we loved that. We would go to parties in high school and people would stop and be like, you're the guy with the Mr. T voicemail. I fucking heard that. Like, he was known for it. It was amazing. So, yeah, Mr. T.
He's a really, really nice guy. He's also, like, really little.
Is he?
Which is really cute.
Really?
Yeah, he's not very tall. He's, like, maybe 2-3 inches taller than me.
Really?
Very stocky dude, but he's got the little hair. And he was just the nicest. And, like, everybody was looking at him, and he didn't, like, he was not, like, stop looking at me. You know, like people, you know how sometimes they get like, and for rightly so, like, just let me have my space or whatever. He was just like smiling at everybody. Hey, how you doing? How you doing? How you doing? And then he walked away and the guy behind him was like, was that Mr. T? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, oh, you talked to him. I was like, I did because it's my job.
Yep.
But Mr. T said, you have a beautiful name and a beautiful smile. And I was like, well, that is, I'm taking that shit to the bank.
Mama would raise me right.
Right? My mama would raise me right. I was like, yes, she did. Wow. I went that's home impressive. And I was jazzed.
That's really, really
I was like impressive. On the train. I was like, yeah, best day.
I'm in the 18.
I got 18 home. Song. My fiance was like, what is your deal? And I was like, check this out. It was a good day.
Oh, my God.
So that was in Chicago. I mean, I've had some here, but that was like...
pities the fools who haven't met Mr. T.
Exactly. Right. I pity.
Took me 6 minutes to come up with that. But
congratulations. You did it, though.
I did. At least somebody had to.
6 minutes?
Nah, shut up.
generous for bedtime.
Let's throw, because we got a lot of time to kill. No, I'm kidding. In the booth, do you guys have any cool interactions you want to share? We have Cheyenne, the unsung hero.
She went straight to the microphone. Yes,
she's got one.
She's like, I got it, actually.
No, first of all, I just want to know, where the hell did you guys meet all these people?
Apparently, Tony Romo.
Yeah, run into Johnny Depp and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what the hell?
IHOP. Yeah, but believe it or not, the IHOP. You know
what? What douchebags are we that we just cracked up? Like, wouldn't you like to know? Wow, we're assholes. We're total assholes.
Speak for yourself, I'm not.
Wait, no, we just threw...
I have one. It's great. Keep going.
I've been on that.
the only one that I can think of... Well, I go to church with Noel G. He's Hector from Fast and the Furious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I met him in Bible study.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he goes to my church and I see him every Sunday. But also I met the girl who plays iCarly. What's her name?
Miranda Cosgrove.
Yeah, she shops at Old Navy.
Nice.
And
yeah, girl.
I've seen her like a couple times come in because I work at, never mind. I'm not going to say that.
She works at a place.
I work at Old Navy. But yeah.
But we're not telling you where.
Yeah, that's my only experience.
I met Mr. T at Sports Authority. That's right.
Okay. It doesn't matter.
It was like buying sneakers.
A store I worked in back in New Jersey, which was on the Jersey Shore where I grew up.
Yeah.
James Gandolfini would be there because he had a house by the shore. He came in a couple of times. Really nice guy, but tries to be low key because he's someone you know him mile away.
For sure,
he's way recognizable. So everybody would know it was him, and some people run up and want to take a picture to say like, I love Supreme, like while the show was still in the air.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's when I was working there.
See, I can say because I don't work there anymore, I used to work guest services at a mall, and it was like a nicer mall.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I don't want to call it posh, but like it was a more upscale mall, and people used to come in because it was in like the Thousand Oaks, Westlake Village area, North Ranch.
Posh.
So that was like, I met Britney Spears there. Mm-hmm. She came to my desk and was asking me questions, and she was super sweet. And I remember she was walking the corner, and as she was walking, you could tell like she was making a beeline for the desk. And in my head, I'm thinking like, oh my, I know this face. I know this face. I know this face. And then she came right up to the desk and was like nose to nose. And she was like, can you help me with something? It's like, yes, Mrs. Spears. What can I do for you?
I wish you had been like, no.
Right? Sorry, no can do, bub.
Sure, your name?
No.
You just totally pretended.
And there was another time, this is my only, I mean, there were a bunch at that mall, but the other ones that really like stuck out were when Jamie Foxx came into the mall. And it was around Christmas time. And Jamie Foxx comes in the big glass doors and he's walking past the Cheesecake Factory and he's got like a scarf on and he's covering the bottom half of his face so that people can't recognize him. He's got a beanie on so like you can really only make out the eyes, like just that section. But even as he's approaching the desk, again in my head, I'm like, I know this face, I know this face. And in the back of my head, I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is Jamie Foxx. And here's the only question Jamie Foxx had for me at this mall. He comes up to me, he goes, hey man, you tell me what Santa Claus is? Like, wow. He's downstairs taking photos, Mr. Foxx, but he's only here until 9 o'clock. It was hilarious. Hey man.
That's pretty funny.
You tell me what Santa Claus is?
All right, we have a caller. We know the caller. It's okay. It's our friend Sherry Bass is on the line.
Oh, wow.
I wonder if she has a question.
No, keep it spicy.
Put her through, Cheyenne. Sherry.
Hola.
Hey,
hi. What's up, Cher Bear?
Are you calling in with a question?
I am.
Okay.
What you got,
for?
Baby?
Give me life, Sherry.
Life, yes.
Don't, Sherry, don't.
This is for the fabulous Norman.
Oh.
Go for it.
My question is, a of your three co-hosts today, who would you shag, marry, or kill?
Ooh. Oh, brilliant. Ooh. Wow.
I better.
He's going to kill me. I'm going to beat him to the punch. No, he's going to kill me.
Damn.
Yeah. John's going to get killed.
Sherry, you're obviously gonna, a bitch.
You're going to marry Candace. But so I better get fucked.
It's true. I would marry Candace because we could spend a lot together. And, right. You know, we would have a relationship with our minds.
All right. That's one down.
That sounds
like a come on. Let's get the important part.
We really
part.
Stimulate each other's brains so you don't have sex is what you're saying.
Yes.
Well, they this is the conversation we had in the car. This is literally the exact same conversation we had in the car.
Like, we're considering this.
Well, fucking breeders.
They would now. So marry, then it's fuck. Kill, right?
Fucking kill. Come on.
Okay.
Come on, this is no contest. I mean, if I do say so myself.
Okay, I would kill Chris Abalo.
Fuck you. Oh my God.
I would chain John up in a closet, you can butt these things out, show yourself the door.
I mean, called that in my mind.
He wants to get medieval on my ass.
Apparently, literally.
To me that I close the door. Fuck you, John.
Oh. And then as, the door is closing, Norman, I'm just, thank you.
I'm like, honey, are you done down there? Would you like a sandwich?
You hear me talking, pun-loving boy? I threw at you by a damn sight.
Clean yourself
I'm going to get medieval on your ass.
I'm going to get medieval on your ass.
I'm going to get a bunch of pipe hitting.
I love him.
Now,
sorry, kiss your dad. Your dad.
That's really a good question.
Kudos, Sherry.
That was a great question.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I like to keep it spicy.
Is that how you thought it was going to go down?
That was very thought-provoking.
Yeah, did you predict that?
Did you predict that, Sherry?
Totally.
Okay. I didn't.
You know me so well.
I'm hurt.
Yeah, boo.
No, John's hurt.
No one should be hurt. That's part of the game.
Then again, maybe I got off easy.
Dude, I thought I was dead for sure.
I thought you were too, and I meant that against...
But if he kills me, he can't torture me for life.
There's a point. Right. Thank you very much, Sherry.
Thanks, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you,
Sherry.
Bye.
All right, bye. Oh, that was a good one.
Leave it to Sherry.
That was a good. I'm surprised nobody did send that one in. That's one I totally would have expected for all of us to do.
Wait, Chris Abalo, same question to you then.
Marry, fuck, or kill?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to kill you because you just killed me. So
oh, piece of shit. That's revenge.
We're not taking revenge.
I kill you back.
Yeah, but I can't.
Eye for an eye or an ass for an ass. John, you piece of shit.
I'm going to have to. What? All right, listen, fine. I'm killing John because otherwise it's a hate crime. So, yeah, I went there.
Technically, if you kill somebody, don't you hate them?
No.
Shut up, John.
I'm sparing you from having to having to marry or fuck me. So I'm being merciful to you.
Thank you so much, dude.
Wow, that's a tough one. All right, so you're dead, John.
Yep.
Thank you.
I can't. You know, the only way this would...
If you're worried about how this is sounding, just say what you're saying.
No, not at all. I'm just saying the only way this would work so that... It would actually, no, there's no way it's going to fit all preferences. Okay, I'm Mary Candace and fuck Norman. That's right. I said it.
I will not be gentle.
Just for the record, I'm fuckable.
Who said you were the one who was
Yeah, you're
it.
The bottom. Are you kidding?
Just to say that.
Trust me, Norman, you're going to be the bottom.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, Called he's it. Not.
We're getting to a very intimate place
you
tonight.
You are oh my not God. Even
I,
right.
I can Can't say that.
He would throw you around like a rag doll.
As a lifelong heterosexual.
God, like one of the positions, rag doll.
Nice.
Well, if I ever make a trailer for this show, that's going in it. Holy shit.
Okay, John, your turn.
John.
Do it.
Do it,
John. You better be good, John.
John, you can't offend me.
Think about it.
If it's any comfort.
But be serious, John.
Can I finish? I think I would marry Chris. Because we could, just like you guys, we could stimulate each other's minds.
It's
you
true.
Know?
John and I get along great.
Yeah.
I'd agree with that.
I would.
Prostate.
I would,
there we go.
Prostate. I would fuck Candace because I have a penis and she has a vagina. So that's pretty Candace. Simple. And I would murder the shit out of Norman.
And I respect you for that, John. You better fucking kill me.
But then you're giving him what he wants.
God.
But here's where it gets better.
Yes.
To make the sexual experience with Candace better, because I know how much she loves Norman, I'm going to kill Norman, I'm going to cut off his skin, and I'm going to wear it as a Norman suit. I'm going to be like, here I am.
Okay, so that was fun.
Up until the last.
Just then, yeah. Ed Gein, just then.
Hey, whatever. I keep it spicy. Yeah.
That's pretty fucking spicy.
All right. So,
wait, before we get to Candace, John and I have jokes for each other.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Oh yeah. Wait, I got to remember mine.
This is going to hurt.
Here we go.
Okay, you tell yours first.
All right, I'll tell yours. I'm going to stand up so we can get in a high five position. Ready?
Okay.
John, what do you do if your girlfriend starts smoking during sex?
What?
Use lube.
Damn.
That's right.
What was mine? I forget.
Her vagina's dry.
Tell me how it starts.
Because she's smoking?
Damn it.
No, because she's smoking.
Damn it.
It was a sex joke, too. That's why I thought it was a punny sex joke.
Oh, fuck. I totally forget.
I totally forget, too. Yeah, we will come back to it. Okay.
Because I forgot.
Over to you, Candace.
I'm not playing.
No, marry, fuck, kill, you have to play.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Why not?
Because I'm the girl.
So?
Okay, I would marry Norman, obviously.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I feel shockwaves.
I'm super surprised about that.
I'll pun everything.
Hang on.
Yeah.
This is tough.
Right?
Okay.
Let's remember who is the better ass.
I'm going to fuck Chris Abalo and kill John.
Man,
yes.
I got killed two times up in here.
I'm only fucking Chris Abalo because he would do what I say.
I wouldn't.
I can't argue with that.
No, you wouldn't. And I know that. I'd be like, John, do this. And you'd be like, no.
No,
and I'd be
I'm kind of digging this thing annoying. Right now.
Right. But Chris, I would be like, do this. And he'd be like, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I think Candace and I could work it out.
Yeah.
You and I would have very angry sex.
Our sex would be so angry. I'd be like, you get on the bottom. No, you get on the bottom.
As we've come out of it like sweaty and bloody.
Bruised and shit. Yeah. It would be real aggressive.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I would just kill you instead. It's a favor for both of us. Nobody's getting off there.
That's so nice of you.
You're welcome.
When do I get to read my sex story?
It'll always be dry.
It'll always be dry.
I think my voice is cracking. Forgive me. The people have been waiting. Do you want to read it or do you want one of us to perform it?
I don't care. I don't care.
I want
to
read it.
If you're going to, but the thing, I have kind of not shitty writing, but I don't know if you'll be able to read it, to be honest.
So you read it then. You can read it.
I don't care.
Read it.
It's fine.
So are you going to do it now?
Unless you want Michael Caine to read it.
It needs to be read in a certain way, though.
Liam Neeson?
No. In the douchey voice of John.
Sexual?
Because I had the voice in my head the whole time I was writing it.
Well, do it, man. This is like an audition.
Are we doing this thing?
Go for it. I'm all for it.
Or are we waiting until next time? For real.
Let's wait.
You want to wait?
No, I want to wait because then you can type it. We can all type it, and then we can switch it and see. And then, right, people are going to vote on who's the best.
And you're like, I read this one.
So we're going to. I'm afraid of somebody not doing my story justice.
No one cares about you.
Okay, so write a fresh one. Do you want to read this one, and then you'll write a fresh one for next month?
Don't help him.
You can probably do that.
You have a couple of weeks. Come on, let's do it.
I could probably do that.
Read it.
People have been.
It better be good. I'm going to judge you.
I think it's funny. And as you guys all know, only in this to make myself laugh.
That's fine.
And we're talking about life in general.
It's like you're jacking on 24/7.
Just are we doing this thing?
Are we doing it?
Yeah, we're doing this.
Oh, my God.
It better be good.
Just go for it. Story.
But first of all, have you ever read the Penthouse letters?
No.
Why would I read Penthouse? Ever?
Yeah,
you're not even doing your research. Never mind.
Now, this is a no, it's not.
This is a fictionalized story. Oh, dude, you're going to want those.
Wait, can this be found on audible.com?
No, they're not going to put this
not
on
yet.
Audible.
Not yet.
I feel we're like while I out. Read this, I need to have like my face blurred or something so people never can connect me to this story.
I will
too
tell
late.
People.
Yeah, it's a little late.
I'm sure there's some puns in it.
All right, let's be respectful. Sure. Let's let him read the whole thing.
I'm really going to do my best to get through this without laughing, too. Okay, there are no guarantees.
Okay, if you crack, then it's...
It's over.
It's open, yeah.
Have you guys in there, have you ever read, like, the Penthouse letters and how ridiculous they are?
You're literally
You're
stalling
the only
read
one.
The story.
Stop it. Damn it. All right. Here it is. That's a really good start.
Yeah?
I'm a 20-something single guy in L.A., no kids, no wife, nothing holding me back.
Can we give him a little reverb?
I lift the occasional weights, eat pretty well, practice good hygiene. Really, I do just about all the right things a guy like me should be doing to stay on top of his game. I recently moved to a new complex in the valley, not really knowing what to expect. I've watched my share of porn and was always told that the San Fernando Valley was the mecca of the adult jizz biz. A lot of my friends have been telling me to keep my eyes peeled for their favorite mattress actress. 1 week in, nothing. 2 weeks in, not even a hint of it. I started to question my recent relocation and its lack of buxom shaft jockeys. Until, one lonely night, I decided to skip 24-hour fitness and just use the gym in my complex. I walked in, ready to get a good sweat going. The machines were wide open.
and I scanned over to the corner where the elliptical machines were. There, mid-stride, was a young, blonde, tight-ass beauty, grinding away in the gym. I'd only caught a glimpse of her face, but she was wearing tight gray yoga pants, and it was clear she had no underwear on. There was a thick sweat line going down her crack, connecting to the wetness she'd cooked up from her snatch. Beads of workout wetness were trickling down her back, getting absorbed by a tight pink sports bra that was nowhere near big enough to contain her big, sloppy titties. They had to be double Ds, but I couldn't be sure unless I laid eyes on the undressed mountains. "How's it going?" I uttered, trying to sound as casual and manly as I possibly could, given the circumstances. "Hey," she panted in between heavy breaths. I grabbed the heaviest weights I could possibly lift. I heaved them up and down the best I could, being sure to grunt just enough so she could hear my hard work. She glanced over at me, gave me a once-over, and smiled. I forced a cool guy smile back. She stopped her elliptical. "Workouts like these call for a sauna." Before she was even, off her machine, the sports bra was gone, releasing her fantastic boner makers. I was right. Double D's, for sure. She sauntered into the sauna, glancing back at me, over her shoulder in my direction. This was it. My invitation to some good old-fashioned, no-strings-attached fuckathon my friends and I had always talked about. I threw the weights to the ground. As I made my way into the sauna, I could barely rip my clothes off fast enough. The elastic on my basketball shorts refused to let go of my teeming boner. I finally wrestled my throbbing schlong free and reached for the handle to the sauna. I looked to the floor and saw a pile of gray and pink, her workout clothes. That could only mean one thing. She was as ready to fuck as one 18-year-old boy on prom night. I swung the door open and caught a waft of hot air mixed with sweat and anxious pussy. She was in the corner of the sauna on the bench with her legs spread, solely aggravating her swollen clit. She looked at my ready fuck club with pleasure, gesturing with one finger to come join her solo party. I walked to the corner, pulling on my knob, and told her, "Got time for one more workout?" I could barely finish my sentence before she took my slit tickler and started rubbing it up and down the flaps of her love tunnel. Then she pulled me inside her. I slipped in like a bar of soap in the shower. I went to work right away, slamming her against the wall of the sauna and watching her milk makers bounce back and forth. We worked each other out until I was ready to pop. She pulled me out, aiming my cum cannon at her chest. I couldn't hold it in anymore. I sprayed batter all over her A-plus rag and even managed to sneak a squirt onto her cheek. We both started coming down from the excitement. After busting a king-size nut, she stood up, opened the door to the sauna, grabbed her workout clothes and said, "Thanks for the workout. Maybe I'll see you again." I took my tired wang, hung out in the sauna for a few more minutes, thanking God for the best exercise I'd ever gotten. That's my penthouse litter.
Wow.
You might not know it, but that shit's gold.
That, can I say, is as the only other person here who apparently has read penthouse letters at some point in his life, though not in years, that's pretty similar. That's right out of the, yes, the that's right out of the penthouse letter playbook.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So with the exaggeration and all the euphemisms. Yeah.
Yes.
What did you how did you describe her?
Is this what you breeders do?
That's
where it's coming. Where it's coming from.
When I opened the sauna door, it was a
love tunnel.
Waft of heat mixed with sweat and anxious pussy.
Anxious. Yeah. Does that smell like tuna? Because I'm just wondering, after running on the treadmill, that
mixed
can't,
with the sauna.
It's not. Yeah.
I made myself laugh so hard while writing that story. It's not even funny.
So hard.
I'm sweaty. I don't know about you.
Feel
people.
That?
Who in this room has that? A boner?
Bam, right there.
John's boner is fueled by satisfaction more than blood.
I am ready to go right now.
John's very proud of himself. That was hilarious.
That's all yours. You're chaining him in the basement.
I appreciate that for what it was.
The bar is set, people.
I say so. Well, you're
all right,
excused.
Well, that was enlightening.
You're excused from next month. Unless, of course, you want to write another one, which I'm all for.
I'll probably piece another one together.
Well, that took.
If they're actually going to do it, I'll do it again.
That took 22 minutes, so I'm pretty sure you can piece together another one in a couple of weeks.
I said I would write it. I will write it.
You're going to have to.
I don't have to do anything.
God, is it hot in here?
You
just
promised the audience that you would.
I will do it.
Okay,
I
good.
I said I would, I will.
Good. Very, very
do
good.
Do it for Sherry. Do it for Sherry.
I'm going to do it for Sherry.
Sherry, it's all for you, Sherry.
Sherry, it's all for you. My God, I have to tell my mom not to listen.
She's
to
back
this
on the line.
Mom, it was going really well. Just don't. Just the last
little
stop.
Miss this competition. So like,
yeah, had nothing to
with
do.
With yeah,
it was my fault. I also told her not to listen to the last one. She doesn't need to know this was my idea.
Whatever.
But the whole which guy you're gonna have sex with here, that's totally okay. But the last 20 minutes, she needs
I can
to
explain
skip.
Fuck, marry, kill to her.
Okay.
And she'd be like,
I feel like she was
Candace,
she would accept it.
But she'd be like, whatever.
She's like, I understand.
But
your
it's
choice.
Different being like, Mom, I decided we're gonna have an erotic literature competition. It was my idea.
It was your idea.
We're gonna read them on the show.
You I showed just, up with a big goose egg. Well, good. Then your punishment will be fitting. I got something for everybody. I didn't know if we were gonna have time for it because not everybody brought their erotica. For the record, I came in prepared with something. You did.
Yeah.
And you will be punished accordingly. No, I have been talking about this. Well, no, I tweeted about this quite some time ago.
I don't do tweets. I don't know what this is.
I know. Well, then you might not be aware.
Is this season one of To Catch a Predator on Blu-ray for everybody? Speaking of which, we need to bring that show back.
Or do we? I think the Predators are all locked up. That's why the show's off
obviously
the air. We're
not.
Safe.
Never. Obviously. The mustache is gone. I'm not a predator anymore. I have no mustache.
You know what? There you go. Viewers and listeners, you're going to have to check this out. Well, you'll see the photo, even if you don't watch the video of the show, the YouTube episode. Let us know what you think of John with or without beard. Because it's his first time he's shown up completely clean shaven.
That's true.
You're also wearing a sweater, so it's like confusing. Are you like Mr. Rogers right now?
He wanted to be sweaty from his read. That's what it was.
Swaggy as Mr. Rogers, you know.
Anyway, so I brought something that we're all going to try together.
Oh, God.
Because
What is it?
It's not a strictly LA thing, but I figured, well, I we're a show.
Kale?
We do this in... you're partway there.
Oh, fuck me.
Go. Pull it out. Whip it.
Hanson's kale soda.
Oh, bring it, dude. I just had kale last night. I am into
that's
that.
A real
this,
thing.
It's a real thing.
Why?
All right, bring it.
Ooh. Natural Hanson's cane soda.
Thank you.
I can't wait to get my hands on it.
37 grams of sugar? Are you shitting me?
You need to drink the whole can, too.
I'm not drinking.
I'm going to drink. Well, please.
I am not going to drink the whole can.
Why not?
Why? Because I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
It's
a show. It's not caffeinated.
Are you ready for this? You know what this is?
What?
This is a pale kale. Pale ale?
I get it.
Pale
no.
Kale. You clearly
no.
didn't get it.
Are we doing this?
I got
Come
it.
On.
I
We're just, doing it.
It didn't elicit a laugh.
Should we cheers?
Or is it kale ale?
Kale?
Damn it.
What are we doing?
John and I are toasting to being prepared. Thank you, John.
Cheers.
Oh my
and
God.
You two
cheers
are toasting
to friendship,
to your impending
John.
Nuptials.
It's Whatever, dude. Disgusting. I died twice tonight.
Happy wedding.
Bottoms up.
Oh, God.
Oof.
Who did that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really not that bad.
It's not. It doesn't taste bitter like kale tastes. You don't understand what? Did you try it?
Wait a second.
I mean, if it has 37 grams of sugar, it's not going to be insufferable. But it doesn't taste like leafy greens. It doesn't taste like much of anything.
Oh, God. It tastes like
I wouldn't even... It doesn't
shoe
even,
smells.
I wouldn't even say it tastes like kale.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't really taste like kale. I guess
it's
got like kale
mold?
In it.
It smells like mold. It tastes like mold smells.
You think it smells
first,
like
the
kale.
The first taste of it tastes like... I don't know if you guys ever had this, but the initial taste is Limon 7. Did you ever have that? It's like a Mexican candy.
No.
No.
I don't even know if you can call it candy.
Like limon chips.
But it's like
hands up
salt.
In the booth.
Different.
Yeah, knows what you're talking about.
Sorry. Us Southern California kids.
Yeah, apparently. Sorry, I don't have another can. You can take a hit off one of ours. We're not going to finish.
But we're talking like the first. Just the moment it hits your tongue, it's so good. Yeah, right then. Kind That's of a green said. Aftertaste. If you burp, it tastes like green.
Let's find out. Let me drink faster. Norman, your thoughts?
There's not even any kale in here.
It's soda. What do you think? It's going to be good for you? Of course not.
And
I like Hanson's. They make a bitchin' Mandarin lime soda. I saw this and I was like,
did you just say bitchin'?
I don't know. Bitchin'.
Okay.
I say bitchin'.
They make a wicked Mandarin lime. How about that?
Yeah.
Anyway, Norman, do you have any thoughts? You're sipping away, so it can't be that bad.
This is the difference between boys and girls. You guys will just keep drinking until you decide if it's bad.
I don't give a shit.
I don't think it's bad.
It's not bad.
It doesn't.
Just don't understand the flavor.
I probably wouldn't order it anywhere, but it's not bad.
Mm-mm. Yeah, like after I finish this six-pack, I'm not buying it again.
It's like a taste.
Plus four of them are already gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Figure out.
It doesn't have a distinct flavor to it.
No, it doesn't.
It tastes slightly confusing. Sweet. Yeah. But it doesn't taste like
it's
smells.
It's like a veggie soda.
Yeah, it smells like kale. Oh. But it, how's it taste? How's the burp taste?
Like Subway.
Is that a good thing or?
That's because I just had some Subway before we did this.
Well, damn.
All right, there's your new sponsor.
That moves the needle. What, Subway? Yeah. So, Hanson's isn't, apparently, because they should be, though.
I have a real
kitchen mammoth lime soda.
I see you, kale soda. That's fine. Yeah.
It's not unbalanced.
You know,
I
realize
really,
it tastes like lemon because there's lemon on the can.
Yes.
So is this a soda a win or a fail?
Fail.
I call this a draw.
Yeah. I don't think. I don't think this is a.
You guys are just drinking.
There's
away.
Nothing.
In terms of what they're trying to sell, in terms of like having it be a kale soda, I would say it's a fail.
Because mm-hmm. there's
agree
no
with you
kale.
On that.
But flavor-wise, it doesn't really taste like much of anything.
No.
It actually tastes more like cilantro in the aftertaste than it does kale.
Like a weak cilantro? Yeah. I kind of see that. There's a little greenery kind of taste
it's
to
just,
it. There's
it's
a,
just bad.
There's a
now is that it? We've spent a cool 5 minutes talking about Hanson's kale soda.
Did you just walk into a store and go like, this will be fun?
It was, no, well.
Yes.
Yes and no. I saw it was marked down to $1.99 for a six-pack, so clearly.
Oh, God.
My question is this.
So
I'm going to try to get this in
Orange.
There as close as possible. On this kale, like that logo, are those supposed to be wet marks on the kale or like holes that bugs have chewed through?
That's a good question, actually. You know, yeah, like can holes. We get in on the host cam
oh
if we
God.
Look at that?
That's awful.
Yeah, we don't know what that's supposed to be, all the marks on the kale.
I don't know if it's
kale.
Supposed to be wet spots or, like, so good the bugs will eat it.
Hold on, there's a checklist. There's a checklist.
Oh, there is.
Is there?
Tongue-tingling taste.
Ooh.
Kosher. Great news.
That's a relief.
Farmer's market approved.
In quotes.
That's bullshit. There's no kale.
Yeah, there's no kale in here.
How are you? What?
This is the ingredients.
But you can drink it at a farmer's market.
Pure triple filtered carbonated water, sugar, citric acid, natural flavors.
This is my favorite.
That's it.
We've always gone to unnatural lengths for natural goodness. Let's talk about that. Unnatural lengths for natural goodness.
Contains no fruit juice.
Contains nothing real.
But lemons are fruit, though, aren't they? There's a lemony.
Yes.
There's an element of lemon.
There's not lemon in
an
here.
The essence of.
Yeah, well. There's a lemon essence.
Yeah.
Isn't that a band, Lemon Essence?
Evanescence.
Evanescence. Yeah, Lemon Essence should be.
No, guys, I know.
Well, when you tell back,
oh my
with,
God, Norman laughed.
Along with Cock Pop and.
Don't touch me.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Cock Pop was good.
Cock Pop Tack.
I think,
what was yours?
Cock Pop Tack.
Was it Anxious Pussy?
What?
That's your new podcast, Anxious Pussy.
No, that is still Big Pun.
That needs.
Big Pun.
No, in the description?
Yes.
Was it Anxious Pussy?
It was.
That needs to be an all female band.
Yeah.
That needs to happen. Yeah. Anxious Pussy.
Why am I drinking this? Ew.
Yeah, you keep reaching
drink
for it,
all,
so
it
don't judge us.
It's bad.
It's fine.
Hey,
yeah,
Carol,
I was concerned.
Do you need something?
You can pipe in.
She's got to say something.
My sister Carol.
Carol's got to say something.
In the booth, so she can chime
Wait,
in.
I just wanted to know if John ever remembered his joke.
Ah, shit. No, I didn't.
Oh, no. Actually, yeah.
Nice.
Wait,
going, John.
Okay, you guys go off for a second. I'm going to try to think about what this
okay.
joke was.
You two know each other so well. I don't know if there are any questions. We still have
Norman
a few
and I wrote like an entire Phantom of the Opera the other day by ourselves.
Like a musical?
No, like
by
like
at
it was
table.
A new story, just the two of us at a table.
Okay. Do you want to give us the broad strokes? Pardon the pun.
I don't.
Never mind.
Was it like?
It was Phantom of the Opera meets.
Meets. If these walls could
meets
talk.
Oh, yeah. If these, that's right. Wow. It was If These Walls Could Talk 2 meets Phantom of the Opera. So it was basically
wait,
lesbian
wait
Phantom of the Opera.
There's an If These Walls Could Talk 2?
Yeah, it's the better one.
Yeah, but
Ellen,
that's like saying the better
it?
Root canal. I mean, for me, but they didn't write that with me in mind. So there we go.
It was an interesting plot.
It was. It was. Poor Christine.
Christine really ended up with the shit end of the stick in
she
that
did.
One.
She did.
So you're
if
not
these
gonna,
walls, what was it? How do we call it?
Are you guys going to actually tell us what it's about? Or are you just going to point
did.
Out that you wrote something?
It's Phantom of the
okay,
Opera.
Okay, so it was like, instead of like the, so like the phantom was in the walls.
Yes.
Instead of like in the basement being a creeper behind a mirror. And it was just like the stories that the walls would tell about the phantom and Christine.
Okay.
It sounded a lot better when we were talking about it, but.
I hope so.
We were sober.
This
everyone.
Is, yeah, this
we
is
were
landing.
Sober. That's the problem.
Work. We were talking at lunch.
We were sitting at a table. This is like John's roofie
it's
story.
Landing
we're
with
sorry
a, with a thud. Yeah, this isn't happening.
No, it is better than John's roofie
right.
story.
That's fair.
It is much better. His story went nowhere.
Do you consider that the low point in this show was John's roofie story?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Just curious. I'm not saying
so. I'm going to go ahead and just be done with the show. So.
you can't think of it. I can't think of it either. You just said it before we started the show, and I said we should exchange bad jokes.
I got nothing, dude. I forget.
And I can't remember it either. Damn it sucks.
Did we have four questions?
We're saved.
We answered five questions.
That was so fun.
Yeah, that was.
Thanks,
that
everyone. Was fun.
Yeah, we will do it again soon. We'll put it out there on social media.
It's wonderful.
Do we have any questions for each other? Anything to go on? Wow, Candace.
Yeah, wow. Where can I pick me up some of this fantastic kale soda?
That was gross. That tasted gross.
No, nothing for each other. John's shooting a Mento style commercial right now.
Questions for each other.
I feel like there's anything different show.
Something to go out on?
Questions for each other.
Mm.
That'll make a good show.
What, questions for each other? We can do it again. I'm just asking if there's anything since we were taking questions anyway. No?
What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh, my God.
Tune in next month. No.
That's an entire, like, series of podcasts.
Okay, the first one that pops in your head.
First thing that pops in your head. I don't know. Yeah, I don't... I'm trying to think. The most.
I mean, does it have to be, like, the tippy top?
No,
just something embarrassing.
I know, just something embarrassing, really embarrassing off the top of your head.
Make it quick, guys. Come on.
Hello, you can speak up.
Oh.
This is also for you.
One time, I was in high school at my friend's house in Jacuzzi. And you know how your shorts get, like, stuck to you? And you try to, like, get the bubbles out. And I'm like, oh, crap. And I stand up to, like, get my shorts off. And I just play shorts, like, all the way down an accident. I was, like, right in your face.
And that's when he knew he liked boys. Oh, my God,
your
I like
whole
men.
Satchel was on her eye.
Just like,
nothing. Look at that. Nothing at all.
She was like, it's my dick.
And she was like,
That was a sound she made?
Wow.
And we've been best friends ever since.
Okay.
We're still friends.
Wow. That's
Did
pretty
she show
good
you
one.
Hers then?
No.
Oh. You weren't interested.
In fact, a lot of my friends have seen my balls. It's weird.
Oh, dude, I have no
We plan. Haven't.
Now I feel like we haven't, like, we're not that good of friends then.
One time I was on a hotel bed and I, like, jumped and I bounced up. And my
and
shorts,
they bounced out.
Like, billowed out. And they were like, my balls were like,
like parachute
like,
pants?
Like, you saw your balls. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm having so much fun in the bed.
All parties concerned were, too.
I wish you had said, I jumped on the bed and my balls fell out. Like, just
got my grandma.
Poop, like, out of your shorts, just, like, flopping around like Johnny Knoxville.
Clearly having a ball.
Oh, my God.
Everyone was having a ball.
Norman was having two of them.
So was everyone else in the room.
Okay. Save your own podcast.
What do you guys got?
Wow.
Oh, my God, that was funny.
That's the note we go out on.
That's it.
We can't beat Norman's balls.
Yep.
Or can we?
My balls fell out of my
Depending
pants.
On... Marry, fuck, or kill round two.
Yep.
Wow. This was good. I like the interactive part of it. I like that. Thank you, Sherry, for calling in. Thank you to...
Thanks, Sherry.
Thanks, Sherry.
Thanks, Sherry.
To Jack, Ryan, and Erica for your questions. That was
thanks,
that was
guys.
Thanks, guys.
That was really cool.
Wait.
And we will do them again.
Carol. What?
Yes. Oh, you got one for her?
Fuck, marry, kill.
The three, yeah, you have three of them.
Obviously not him. That's creepy and weird.
You cannot incorporate your brother into that.
Yeah, no shit. That would be just weird. Go ahead. Come on, you have to answer
Come
something.
Come on, man, you got
to Clock
play.
Is ticking. Cheyenne's turning the lights off. We need to get out of here.
Yeah, no not. Pressure. Oh my God, how did I get roped into
this? I did it.
Answer
because
the
you were
damn question, Carol.
He made eye contact.
That's terrible, though.
Oh, it is.
It doesn't mean anything.
Oh, no, I know, but...
Well, you don't include your brother.
Just
things
them.
Will get weird.
Just them.
No, how do you know I wouldn't kill him?
Oh, that's a fair point.
Oh, yeah, but that's all, no, you can't... But,
Justin said I'm already dead.
All right. Chris
exactly.
is dead already.
Already
dead.
Well, I think John suffered enough today.
So what are you going to
so
do
I'm
John?
Dying again?
No.
No, you're helping him by
so
releasing him.
So what are you doing,
him.
Mary?
What are you doing?
Yeah, you know, all right. Mary, even though he's already engaged. Yeah, okay, marry John.
Congratulations, by the way, again.
Thanks. Yeah,
congrats on the engagement.
Back in the game.
One hetero union out of this whole night.
This is not good for us. This is not good for us. One of us is dying.
This is getting bad.
Who is it?
Oh, my God, it's happening. What's happening? Jesus. I feel like
Come on. Mary and Shag. You're going to have to pick one. Sorry. I think Candace would be a guiding hand. Norman, it wouldn't work.
Wow.
So I think you're going to have to marry Norman.
I'm glad I killed
no,
you.
She's
I'm
John.
Glad I killed you.
Oh, that's right. You're getting married. Never mind.
Sorry, well, you're Norman's just getting screwed.
Sorry, you're going to have to kill Norman then.
Don't urge her. Let her make her own choices.
What is wrong with you?
Because we're trying.
I mean, her
I feel
choice.
Like we bonded over 50 Shades earlier.
You
but
know, I was just going to say that. So, you know, hey.
I don't have this.
I'm sorry. I love you, though, but.
Oh, fuck.
What? Carol picks me. I'm getting shagged.
I think so.
All right.
Yeah.
And Norman dies. Good.
Thank
someone,
you.
Someone.
Thanks for participating.
Thank you for participating.
I can't believe you
and
killed me.
Thank everybody. Thank you all for listening. Thank everybody who's participating.
Gracias.
And, of course, subscribe to the show on iTunes, please. Follow the show on social media, Twitter and Instagram at KPod. Oh, I keep forgetting on Tumblr. So if you tumble, kpod.tumblr.com.
Oh.
We now have a Tumblr account. So get on that, everybody.
Tumblr.
And audibletrial.com/cape. Support the show. Like the show on Facebook. You can follow Candace at LeShark26. On Instagram and Twitter, you can follow John at Hey, It's John K on Instagram. You can follow me at Chris Abalo on Twitter and Chris Sells Out on Instagram. And yeah, follow all of us. Keep up with everything we're up to. And we'll be back. This particular range will be back next month. I'll be back next week. So for Carol, Cheyenne, Candace, Norman, and John, this is Chris Abalo. And this was yet another experiment. See you next week.
We got that model D83 Swedish Sure Grip suck machine in that you ordered.
It's a gift.